Okay, we are holding in Simin Chaf Vav. Din mi she'ein lo ela tefila achas. So what do you do if you only have one out of the two? Says the Mechaber, im ein lo ela tefila achas, you only got one, meiniach osa she'yesh lo umevorech ala. You put the one on that you have, it's not ma'akev, that's all the Gemara in Menachos gets into the sugya. You put on the one you have, and you make a bracha on it. She'kol achas mitzvah bifnei atzmo, because each one is a mitzvah unto itself. And the same thing would apply if you have two of them, both of them. If you have an onus, you're only able to put on one out of the two. You put on the one that you are able to do. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Aleph shum onus, you have something that's unavoidable beyond your control. Kagon sheish lamak b'roish o bizro. If you would have a wound on your head or on your arm. When I was a senior in high school, I had chicken pox. I physically could not put tefillin on my arm. I could put it on my head, but not on my arm. Okay, so he continues. Oh, shehut tzarech letzeis lederech. You got to leave. You're going to miss your. You're going to miss your caravan. But modern day, you miss your flight. You're going to miss your train. Something like that. The ein hashayara mamtenes la'alav ad sheniach shtehim. And the plane is not going to wait for you to put on your second one. The train is not going to wait for you to put on your second tefillah. Meiniach osa shiocho. Put on the one they're able to. The heiminai hu adifa le'inyan hanocha. So if I only have one, so that's a machlokus. What one should I put on if I only have time for one? Some say the yotzitzov shenyach shorosh levad the kedusha chamura. You should put on your tefillin shorosh because it has more kedusha. And the dirsha speaks out over here, number three. Tama dover she kedusha tefillin shorosh chamura mishal yad. Kosher shulchan aruch lekamen later on in membeis sheruba shalshem shakai nimsa b'shel rosh, because you have two of the letters. You have the shin and the dalad of the name shakai. Right, but you only have the yud on the shel yad. Okay, back in the Mishnah Berurah though, Yeshom some say no, don't put on the shel rosh. Sheaniach le'is ato shel yad kidei shelo yishana haseder shebetorah. Right, as we spoke out, why you have to put them on in the order, because it says k'shartem la'os. Right, you should tie and then it says bein einecha. So the kashira comes first, so your shoyad goes first. When does this apply? When you're traveling, there will be time for you to put on the second tefillah. In Dirshu 4, but if there's going to be causing a delay in saying the Shema, you're going to miss it. So kasev bir halacha dibur hamia maschem maniach sheim yesh lo rak tefila achas tzarech lahamtin ad shavo lo haacheres. You have to wait, right? I think I said this wrong. If you're not going to miss the zman kriyas Shema, you have to wait until you get the second one. That's what I meant. I think I misspoke. Okay, right. That's what he's saying. You have to wait. Aval im acherkach lo yochla niyach tefila shniyah. But if you're not going to be able to put on, you're only getting one today for whatever reason. Yaniyach hashol yad vehashol roish koydim lahalichos mebeiso. Then you put them both on before leaving your house. Mishum ichur darko lo hitiru lo levatal mitzvahs tefillin, because you're going to be late. That's not a heter to be mevatal the mitzvahs asay, the very important mitzvahs asay of tefillin. Okay, then continues now in Sif Beis. Im einu meniach ela shel rosh levad. If you're only putting on the shel rosh, mevarach aleha, you make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin levad. You make the bracha al mitzvahs tefillin. Hagah. Ledidon, for us, the Bnei Ashkenaz, in Ohagin, Levarech, Bechoyom, Shtei Brachos, we make two brachos on our tefillin. Mevarech al Shorosh, Levad, Shtei Brachos, you make two brachos on the Shorosh. Ve'im Meiniach, Shoyad, Levad, if you only put on the Shoyad, in that case, Mevarech, Lehaniach, Levad, you only say the bracha of Lehaniach. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, Ledidon, meaning us, Bnei Ashkenaz, in Ohagin, Kimosh, Be'erne, Besimin, Chaf. Hey, in the previous sim we saw this, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, Ayin Sham, we talked about how we make two brachos, and Svardim only make one bracha, unless they spoke unnecessarily between the two tefillin, then they would make a second bracha. Gimel, Mivarech Lohaniach, in this case, if you're only putting on the shel yad, you'd make the bracha Lohaniach. I'm Prima Godim, Shehevi Od Poskim, Desevir Lehu Da'af Al Shel yad levad, now mivarech shtei brachos. So Prima Gaonim argues on this and says, no, you would make two brachos even if you're only putting on your shel yad. L'halacha hiskima achronim de'ein mivarech al shel yad el l'haniach levad. But the consensus amongst the achronim is like the Ramah said, that you only make one bracha. Because many Rishonim and the Groswell held you really only make one bracha on both of them. So certainly if I'm only putting on one of the two, I would make one bracha, like the Ramah advises. If you put them both on and didn't make a bracha, one can continue to make the bracha kolzman that he has not taken them off. And again, we pointed out that's a very large, incentive program not to take off the tefillin earlier. We learned in the previous year about what the minimum is for how long they should be on. But really, one should keep them on until the end of davening. And even if it has time afterwards, you're going to sit and learn now for a while. There's no reason you feel like you have to take them off. You don't feel you need to go to the bathroom. You don't feel like you're going to have to pass gas. One should keep the tefillin on. You learn for a few minutes with your tefillin. You stay tehillim with your tefillin on. No reason to take them off earlier. Him hikdim birkas shorosh techila v'achachach shor yad. What if you did the order backwards? You don't go back and make new bracha. You put on the shel yad. Did not make the bracha. You should make the bracha on it before you put on the shel rosh. That's in the dirshu over here in number six. He says im besach acher hanachas tefillin shel yad. So if you put on your tefillin shel yad and then you spoke. So kosa ramala el, we saw earlier, shetzarech lachsu levarech al shel rosh, heim birchas lahaniach, vehein birchas al mitzvah tefillin. You make two brachas on your shel rosh. Kosa mishnah brua sham, sifkot lamed beiz, shenachan shemashmesh betefillin shel yad, kedei shetachzor birchas lahaniach, af al hatefillin shel yad. So you should adjust your shel yad, so the bracha is going on that one as well. Kodem shivarech al mitzvah, before you make the second bracha, al mitzvahs, al tefillin shel rosh. Omnum, however, bir halacha sham, you make the al mitzvah on the shel rosh. Rakla achr mikan. Then afterwards, yesh levarach birchas lahaniach al tefillin shel yad. Then you make the bracha lahaniach after that on your tefillin shel yad. I just want to do one bir halacha over here. The bir halacha was going on actually an aleph where it said v'yesh lo shum onus, if you had something that's beyond your control. So he explains the bir halacha hamechaber ayri le'inyin shehei mutter lahaniach tefillah achas lechatchila. He's talking about a case where you're allowed to lechatchila put on one. Ava b'di'evid afilu im hazid v'lo haniach rak achas. If you were doing this on purpose, you're only putting on one. Yotzei osa sheniach. You still are yotzei on the one that you put on. On this line in the bir halacha, about your yotzi, the one you did put on, so we go in a little bit out of order, we go back to five. It says, Ba'ofin shehaniach, dirshu, right? Ba'ofin shehaniach es shel rosh. You put on your head to fill in, however, ve'dayin lo haniach shel yad. You haven't yet put on your shel yad, okay? For whatever reason it was. O she nishmat ha-shel yad mekomo, or the shel yad slipped out of the place, so now it's no longer in the correct location. Mr. Shem, in the next sim, will learn what is the correct location for the tefillin. We saw earlier, what to do in this case when your yad, your shel rosh is on, but your shel yad is not. Bir habir halacha, sham, we explain. Shenechulku, it's a machlokas, in tzarech lahasir es hashel rosh. Now, so I only have all my shel rosh, but it's out of order. So should I take off the shel rosh, lahaniach techila es hashel yad, and then go ahead first put on my shel yad, kedei lekayim es hamitzvah kitikuna, that you're putting it on the way it was set up. And again, the real way, lechatchila, you should put on your shel yad first and shel rosh. But now, so should I take off my shel rosh in order to get in the right order? Lahaniach shel yad techila. Oh, maybe not. Sheyishayir shel harosh. Maybe don't. Don't take it off. Why? Think about it. Why should you not take it off? Because we saw today that kol zman, the tefillin is on your head. You're getting a mitzvah. So by taking it off, I'm taking away the mitzvah, right? So he says, maybe sheyishayir shel harosh v'yanich gam es shel yad, and then put on the well. Kevin shebechol rega shat tefillin olav hu mekayim mitzvah. So what do? You take it off to get the milah over there as I'm doing it in the right order? But or no, maybe not because I'm removing myself from it. So he's resolves the issue, Habir Halach, and says, Shelo Yoridan V'yimahir Lahaniach Shel Es Shel Yad. Don't take them off, just quickly put on your Shel Yad. Okay, Emir Tashem, we will start the very, very important simin next time on Chav Zayin about what is the correct location for putting the tefillin on. As we'll see, if a person does not have them in the proper location, first of all, it's a bracha levatola, and more than that, importantly, you're mevatel, you didn't get the mitzvah properly of wearing tefillin, which we've been learning so much about how important it is to do correctly.